political hopes will be delivered or denied in New Hampshire today as voters go to the polls to pick a GOP candidate for president. Polls show Mitt Romney in the lead, but other Republicans are hoping they will do well, too.
One of those hoping to do well, Ron Paul, and WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin is here to talk about him. Mark, New Hampshire has been fairly supportive of Ron Paul throughout this process. How is he tracking there?
Right now, he's in second, and really, everybody concedes the fact that Romney's going to win. Who's going to be second? Gingrich and Santorum are spending a lot of time concentrating on South Carolina, and whoever claims second, John Huntsman would very much like to be in second, will be declared in some ways the winner, because if the first-place finisher is kind of predictable, then everybody talks about who finished second. You should say that Ron Paul finished third in Iowa, but that showing was double what he did 4 years ago.
What is it about Ron Paul that is so appealing to folks in New Hampshire?
First of all, what's amazing is young voters. 40% of his support in Iowa were people younger than 45. And when I was in New Hampshire over the weekend, you see that same sort of fervor among young people. They like his position on civil liberties. Some people say they like his position because he's for the decriminalization of use of drugs, recreational drugs. But there's also a portion that just likes his freewheeling style, especially of non-intervention and military, especially in Afghanistan.
Now, Ron Paul has some interesting options at the end of the primary season, assuming he doesn't win. He could either go as a third-party candidate in the general election, or he could play a role in the GOP convention. What do you think is going to happen there?
Sean, I'm glad you mentioned the convention, because 4 years ago, let me remind you, he didn't drop out until July. He had no role in the convention. In fact, he formed his rump own convention at the convention site, and he was frozen out. This time, I don't think they can afford to freeze him out. And what they're really worried about is be nice to Ron Paul, because as a third-party candidate, he would definitely, 95% of the support would be drawn away from the Republican candidate. When I was in New Hampshire in the spin room, I saw that the most attention was paid to his son, the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, who would like to climb in the Republican leadership positions and be viewed as a Republican. Remember that classic line at the debate in Manchester when Santorum said to Paul, "I'm a Republican, not a libertarian." So maybe Ron Paul would like to run as a third-party candidate. He hasn't unequivocally ruled it out, but it would reflect poorly on his son.
And, of course, we'll have complete coverage of the results from New Hampshire as they come in tonight, and Mark Plotkin will be a part of that coverage. WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin.